Medical scientists didn't turn to it until 1980, when they were trying to understand the relationship between diabetes and aging. In biological systems, the Maillard reaction is a prominent feature of aging. In the late stages of the reaction, so-called advanced glycation end products, commonly shortened appropriately to AGEs, are formed. These harmful products are mostly created by non-enzymatic reactions between sugar and amino acids. Consuming foods high in sugar and/or foods exposed to high-temperature cooking methods such as deep frying, broiling, roasting, baking, and grilling can increase the total daily AGE intake by 25% compared to the average adult daily intake. Research is currently underway to study the impact of low AGE diets on inflammation and risk factors for conditions such as heart disease. Consuming high AGE foods speeds up the production of your body's AGEs and increases the level of circulating AGEs in the bloodstream. Researchers have linked AGEs to hardened arteries, tangled nerves, wrinkles, and myriad disease processes. Collagen and elastin, the fibers that, as you know, keep skin firm and elastic, are among the most vulnerable proteins in this process. To get a glimpse of AGEs in action, simply look at someone who is prematurely aging. A relatively young person with a lot of wrinkles, sagginess, discolored skin, and a loss of radiance. What you're seeing is the physical effect of proteins latching on to renegade sugars. No joke, scientists can document a parallel between how much sugar animals consume and how fast their skin ages. More sugar equates with prematurely old skin that has lost its elasticity and suppleness. Or check out a chain smoker. Yellowing of the skin is another hallmark of glycation. Smokers have fewer antioxidants in their skin than non-smokers, and smoking itself increases oxidation in their bodies and skin. So they cannot combat the byproducts of normal processes, such as glycation, because their body's antioxidant potential is severely weakened and, frankly, overpowered by the volume of oxidation. For most of us, smokers and non-smokers, the external signs of glycation begin to show up in our mid-30s, when we've experienced a certain amount of hormonal changes and environmental oxidative stress, including sun damage. But smokers will have more extreme signs of glycation. Glycation, like inflammation and free radical production, to some degree, is an inevitable fact of life. It's a product of our normal metabolism and is fundamental to the aging process. But we want to limit or slow down glycation, just as we want to control inflammation and free radical production. And in fact, glycation, inflammation, and free radical production do share a relationship. When one of these biological reactions is in overdrive, it's likely that the other two are as well, at least to a degree. Many strategies to promote longevity and a youthful appearance are now focused on how to reduce glycation and even break those toxic bonds. But this cannot happen when we consume a high-carb diet, which speeds up the glycation process. Sugars, in particular, are rapid stimulators of glycation because they easily attach themselves to proteins in the body. And guess what? High fructose corn syrup is among the top dietary sources of calories in America. This form of sugar increases the rate of glycation by a factor of 10. When proteins become glycated, they become much less functional. They also tend to attach themselves to other similarly damaged proteins and form cross-linkages that further inhibit their ability to function. But perhaps far more important is that once a protein is glycated, it becomes the source of a dramatic increase in the production of free radicals. This leads to the destruction of tissues, the production of damaging fat, the breakdown of other proteins, and even changes in DNA. Again, glycation of proteins is a normal part of our metabolism. But when it's excessive, trouble lies around the corner. High levels of glycation have been associated not only with premature aging, but also with kidney disease, diabetes, cognitive decline, including Alzheimer's disease, and vascular disease. Keep in mind that any protein in the body is subject to becoming an AGE. Because of the significance of this process, medical researchers around the world are hard at work trying to develop various pharmaceutical ways to reduce AGE formation. But clearly the best way to keep AGEs from forming is to reduce your consumption of sugar in the first place, whether natural, processed, or artificial. Glow rule number two, be choosy with dairy. After sugar, dairy products are probably the number two villain when it comes to skin disorders. But not all dairy. It appears that cow's milk, particularly skim milk, is a big offender for many people, and most of those people probably don't even know it. In multiple recent studies assessing the risk for acne among milk consumers, the data were clear. Consuming milk and milk-based products, such as ice cream, can significantly ramp up one's risk for acne, sometimes as much as fourfold. Interestingly, these studies don't show the same results with yogurt and certain cheeses. What's so bad about milk? Although the exact reasons behind milk's negative effect on skin health are not entirely known, what we do know is that two key ingredients are probably at play, the milk proteins whey and casein. Whey increases insulin levels, which can impede our ability to control blood sugar and our ability to reduce inflammation, and casein promotes the release of an insulin-like hormone called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. In the body, IGF-1 works with growth hormones to reproduce and regenerate cells, which is a good thing. But if you have too much of it, it can work against you by fueling the biological cascades that lead to certain diseases such as cancer and skin disorders such as acne. Casein has also been shown to trigger immune responses in some people, which will, of course, raise systemic levels of inflammation. Both whey and casein have long been implicated in the development of acne. Indeed, there is a reason behind why bodybuilders and athletes who consume whey-based supplements such as shakes and protein bars can suffer from severe acne. But as I've mentioned, it can affect even the casual consumer of protein bars, which is why you should look for bars and powders that are made with plant-based protein and contain less than 4 grams of sugar per serving. Although conventional wisdom says that skim milk is better than whole milk, skim milk can actually be more problematic because it often contains higher levels of these proteins, which are added to make the milk taste less watery. The good news is that it is easier than ever to find alternative milks, many of which now come fortified with calcium and vitamin D. I recommend low-sugar almond milk to my patients who don't have nut allergies. Almond milk has a nice flavor and is naturally rich in minerals and vitamin E. For those who cannot drink or don't like almond milk, I recommend trying hemp, coconut, or flax milk. Unfermented versus fermented dairy. The beneficial effect of probiotics on skin may explain why pasteurized, unfermented dairy products such as cow's milk are associated with acne, but fermented dairy products such as yogurt, kefir, and cottage cheese are not. Remember that fermented dairy products contain naturally occurring beneficial bacteria. They are therefore a natural source of probiotics. Unlike milk, yogurt, if it is free of added sugar, and cheese don't seem to have such negative effects. In fact, the probiotics in yogurt can actually help boost skin health for the reasons I've explained. Moreover, probiotics can calm inflammation. The fermentation process involved in creating probiotic-rich foods such as yogurt produces lower levels of IGF-1 than those you would find in milk. More research is needed to precisely understand why cheese can be good for your skin. Many cheeses do contain some probiotics and have less lactose than milk does. Although these factors make them a better choice for people who have trouble digesting lactose-containing dairy products, they don't give us any answers about why cheese is often not associated with skin disorders. That said, if you consistently break out or have more severe skin issues after you eat dairy-rich foods, you may want to try eliminating all dairy from your diet and see how your skin reacts. Note that you'll probably need to do this for a month or longer to really see if there is any impact on your skin. Top cheeses for naturally occurring probiotics. Semi-hard cheeses. Monterey Jack, Colby. cheeses with holes, Swiss Gouda. Italian cheeses, Parmesan, Romano, Provolone, Mozzarella. Specialty cheeses, Limburger, Munster. Mold-ripened cheeses, Brie, Camembert, Blue Cheese, Gorgonzola, Stilton. Goat cheese, cottage cheese, sheep's milk cheese. Although eggs are often found in the dairy section, they are not technically dairy products. The word dairy refers to products that come from the mammary glands of mammals, which basically means milk and anything made from milk, such as butter, cheese, and yogurt. However, eggs are a phenomenal food, despite what you might have learned about the yolk and cholesterol when you were growing up. I disagree with diets that limit you to egg whites only. You may be cutting calories, but you are also cutting critical nutrients. That egg yolk is a nutritional pot of gold. Whole eggs are among the only foods that contain vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, and all the essential amino acids we need to survive. And they can have far-reaching positive effects on our physiology. Not only do eggs keep us feeling full and satisfied, they also help us control blood sugar, which, as you know by now, affects skin health. And no, there has never been a study showing that eggs are linked to heart attacks. You'll see that I don't shy away from eggs in my dietary protocol. I often love to start the day with an egg scramble using leftover roasted veggies from the previous night. It sets the tone for blood sugar balance and gets me through a busy morning without hunger pangs. Hard-boiled eggs are also great for snacks. Because of the volume of sugar in popular breakfast foods, including many commercial cereals, muffins, scones, energy and protein bars, and granola, changing up just your breakfast alone can be powerful. There are so many things you can do with eggs, too. Whether you scramble them, poach them, boil them, or combine them with other ingredients, they are among the most versatile foods in the world. Hard-boil a carton of eggs on a Sunday night, and you've got breakfast and or snacks for the week. Glow rule number 3. Load up on antioxidant-rich plants. Antioxidants are exactly what the word implies, free radical fighters. They help squelch those damaging molecules, which foment a storm of aging processes and chronic disease, yes, skin disorders included. In 2015, a paper in the Journal of Skin Cancer delivered news that's now traveling fast in dermatology circles. Antioxidants, especially those acquired through the diet, have been shown to prevent free radical-mediated DNA damage in cancerous growths as a result of UV radiation. Multiple laboratory studies have found that certain dietary antioxidants, for example, vitamins A, C, and E, show significant promise in skin cancer prevention. These results have also been substantiated by animal studies. The number of antioxidants added to skincare products is growing. They are even being added to most topical skincare preparations. Antioxidants found in grapeseed extract, green tea, pomegranates, apple extract, dark chocolate, and caffeine are joining familiar antioxidants such as vitamins C and E. When they work their magic, they can protect skin from the ravages of sunburn, inflammation, DNA damage, and skin cancers. In Chapter 8, I'll give you a list of antioxidants to look for in topical skincare products. You'll also get some antioxidants by taking a multivitamin. But there's no better way to get your dose of antioxidants than through the foods you eat. You can do so primarily by incorporating colorful, whole fruits and vegetables into your diet. But you can also find powerful antioxidants in other foods, such as fish, and in drinks, such as green tea and coffee. Coffee is some people's primary source of antioxidants. Most studies that evaluate the role of antioxidants in skin health show that dietary sources of antioxidants are more effective than supplements. High antioxidant levels and the presence of carotenoids in human skin can only be achieved through nutrition. Carotenoids consist of a family of pigments that are manufactured by photosynthetic organisms, in other words, plants, and some non-photosynthetic microorganisms, but not by animals. This means that the only way we can get these antioxidants is to ingest food from the plant kingdom. In fact, Antioxidants are the reason why the produce department is filled with such bright colors, for it is the antioxidants that supply colorful pigments. For example, lycopene makes tomatoes and watermelon red, and beta-carotene gives carrots and sweet potatoes their orangey hue. I should add that beta-carotene, which is a precursor of vitamin A, has been proposed as a possible dietary remedy for skin conditions in people who are extra sensitive to light, as are many fair-skinned individuals. Beta-carotene can help reduce the severity of photosensitivity reactions in those people and boost their ability to tolerate sunlight. Antioxidants do much more than give plants color. These chemicals help counter environmental attacks from UV radiation, bad bugs, fungi, and more. Vitamin E, for example, is one of the most important antioxidants in the skin. It protects sebum from inflammatory damage. Human skin keeps a supply of many of these nutrients, but the skin's supply can become depleted as it fights off free radicals. This is why we all need to replenish our antioxidants by eating lots of vibrantly colored whole fruits and vegetables, with an emphasis on the veggies throughout the day. I recommend limiting fruit, with the exception of avocados, intake to 1 or 2 servings a day because of its sugar content. But you are unlimited in the vegetable department. The antioxidant anti-acne connection. New evidence suggests that free radicals and oxidative stress play a role in the initiation of acne. It is now documented that people with acne tend to have lower levels of cellular antioxidants and numerous markers of oxidative damage. Historically, we have been taught the following sequence of events in the development of acne. First, follicles become plugged, then bacteria sets in, and finally, inflammation results. New studies, however, suggest that inflammation might actually precede these other events. In fact, the release of inflammatory markers is one of the first things to occur in the development of acne. One theory is that free radical damage to skin's natural oil or sebum appears to be the match that lights the inflammatory process. The reaction caused by those rogue free radicals is called lipid peroxidation or sebum oxidation. Based on this knowledge, I recommend that my acne-prone patients in particular try to get lots of antioxidants in their diet and use a serum with antioxidants in it prior to applying sunscreen in the morning. Following are my top 5 personal favorite antioxidants with information on what foods and beverages contain them. In Chapter 10, you'll learn how to incorporate them into your diet. Vitamin C, to help synthesize collagen and prevent and treat UV-induced damage. Oranges, red bell peppers, kale, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, strawberries, grapefruit, guava. Lycopene, to help stabilize DNA structures in the nuclei of skin cells and promote smoother skin, mostly found in tomatoes, but there are small amounts in guava, watermelon, and pink grapefruit. Polyphenols, to help repair damaged skin and restore elasticity. These are the flavonoids and catechins, powerful antioxidants, found in green tea, dark chocolate, blackberries, cherries, guava, and apples. Zinc, to help support antioxidant pathways. Oysters, red meat, poultry, beans, nuts, whole grains. Vitamin E, to help protect sebum from inflammatory damage, found in almonds, sunflower seeds, avocados, olives, and spinach. Glow rule number 4. Favor omega-3 fatty acids over omega-6 fatty acids. Admit it. At some point in your life, you bought food with the fat-free label on it. Perhaps you were trying to avoid fats altogether, thinking they were making you fat. Weight loss companies, advertisers, grocery stores, food manufacturers, and popular books have long sold the idea that we should maintain a low-fat diet. Indeed, certain types of fats, such as commercially processed fats and oils, trans fats, are associated with adverse health outcomes. But not so for unmodified natural fats, whether from animals or plants. We need dietary fat to survive. In fact, fat is one of the most important elements in skin health. Each skin cell is surrounded by 2 layers of fat, which make up the cell's membranes. Known as the phospholipid bilayer, they incorporate dietary fats into their membranes and are key to the appearance of plump, healthy skin. Here's something else to consider. Your skin's surface houses fat-friendly bacteria. These microbes consume the oil found naturally on your skin, leaving behind a thin, antimicrobial layer of beauty-boosting fatty acids. When you don't incorporate enough fats in your diet, you starve these microbes and they can't protect you. You also starve your skin of the super moisturizing lipids that it needs to get the bow glow. And when you wash your skin with certain products, you wash the protective oils away, making your skin more susceptible to infection. There is a particular type of fat that should be favored over others, though. Omega-3 fatty acids, which are polyunsaturated fats. These are the essential fatty acids that have celebrity status in the dietary world. The two critical omega-3s are eicosapentaenoic acid, EPA, and docosahexaenoic acid, DHA, which are primarily found in fish. A third, alpha-linolenic acid, ALA, is found in nuts and seeds. We need these fatty acids to function, and their benefits, from helping reduce inflammation to promoting brain function, lowering bad blood fats, and yes, helping skin's appearance by controlling oil, sebum production, are well documented. Omega-3s also help delay the skin's aging process by nourishing those skin cell membranes and keeping them fluid, thereby staving off wrinkles. In turn, this boosts hydration and prevents acne. The trouble is, most people don't get enough omega-3s. Instead, they're loading up on too many pro-inflammatory omega-6s. Currently, the general omega-6 to omega-3 intake ratio in America is 20 to 1. The ideal ratio is 2 to 1. Omega-3s can also counter the effects of processed vegetable oils in our American diet. Unfortunately, the typical Western diet is extremely high in processed omega-6 fats, which are found in many commercial vegetable oils, including safflower oil, corn oil, canola oil, sunflower oil, and soybean oil. Vegetable oil represents the number one source of fat in the American diet. We do need some omega-6 fats in our diet, but the focus should be on those found naturally in many nuts, seeds, avocados, and eggs. Alongside omega-3s, omega-6s are part of the building blocks of healthy cell membranes and are important not only because they help produce the skin's natural oil barrier, critical in keeping skin hydrated and young-looking, but also because they are essential to brain and immune system functioning. If you don't get enough of these fats in your diet, your skin may be dry, inflamed, and prone to skin disorders, and you'll be a high-risk candidate for other serious health issues. Some studies show that people with psoriasis do better when they take essential fatty acid supplements in addition to their medication than when they take medication alone. The key is to avoid the abundant omega-6s that find their way into processed, packaged foods. Think baked goods. You'll be doing that automatically on my protocol, bringing the ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s into better balance. You'll also be bringing other omegas, such as omega-9s, into your diet from natural sources, thus contributing to a healthful intake of fats. Glow rule number 5. Eat your prebiotics and probiotics. Throughout history, fermented foods and some beverages have provided probiotic bacteria in the human diet. For thousands of years, our ancestors exploited the fermentation process. Although for centuries civilizations didn't understand the mechanism behind the process, the health benefits of fermented foods and beverages were likely intuited. Long before probiotics became available as supplements from health food stores, people have enjoyed one form of fermented products. Evidence suggests that food fermentation dates back more than 7,000 years to winemaking in the Middle East. People in China were fermenting cabbage 6,000 years ago. Kimchi, a popular and traditional Korean condiment, is considered the signature dish of the Korean peninsula. It's usually made from cabbage or cucumber, but there are countless varieties. Sauerkraut, another form of fermented cabbage, remains popular throughout Central Europe. Fermented milk products, such as yogurt, have been consumed for thousands of years around the world. Generally speaking, fermentation is the metabolic process of transforming carbohydrates, in other words, sugars, into either alcohols, and carbon dioxide, or organic acids. The chemical reaction requires the presence of yeast, bacteria, or both, and it occurs in conditions in which these organisms are deprived of oxygen. Fermentation was once described as respiration without air by the French chemist and microbiologist Louis Pasteur in the 19th century. Lactic acid fermentation is a unique fermentation process by which foods become probiotic, or rich in beneficial bacteria. In this process, good bacteria convert the sugar molecules in food into lactic acid. In doing so, the bacteria naturally thrive and multiply. This lactic acid in turn protects the fermented food from being invaded by pathogenic bacteria. Its acidic environment kills off harmful microorganisms. This is why lactic acid fermentation is also used to preserve foods. To make fermented foods today, certain strains of good bacteria, such as Lactobacillus acidophilus, are introduced to sugar-containing foods to kickstart the process. Yogurt, for example, is easily made by using a starter culture, strains of live active bacteria, and milk. The ideal way to ingest a healthful, diverse array of beneficial bacteria is to obtain them from wholly natural sources, such as sauerkraut, yogurt, pickles, kimchi, and fermented drinks such as kefir and kombucha. My menu ideas will help you begin incorporating these foods into your diet. Friendly bacteria consumed in foods and beverages are exceptionally bioavailable, easily accepted by the body. They get right to work in helping you maintain the integrity of the gut lining, balance the body's pH, regulate immunity, and control inflammation. They also serve as natural antibiotics, antivirals, and even antifungals. In addition, probiotic bacteria suppress the growth and even invasion of potentially pathogenic bacteria by producing antimicrobial substances called bacteriocins. What's more, as these probiotic bacteria metabolize their sources of fuel from your diet, they help release various nutrients bound in the foods you eat so you can more easily absorb them. For example, they increase the availability of vitamins A, C, and K, as well as vitamins from the B complex group. No doubt, all these nutrients are part of the skin health equation. Foodborne prebiotics should also be part of your diet. Beneficial gut bacteria love to eat prebiotics, which fuel the growth and activity of your microbiome. You're already familiar with prebiotics if you know the importance of fiber in your diet. All prebiotics are a form of fiber that we cannot digest, but that gets consumed by the beneficial bacteria in our gut to benefit us. Note, however, that not all forms of fiber act as a prebiotic. As our gut bacteria metabolize these otherwise non-digestible foods, they produce beneficial short-chain fatty acids and even help us meet our own energy needs. In fact, 7 to 8% of a human's daily energy requirements are actually met by short-chain fatty acids. Prebiotics occur naturally in a variety of foods, including chicory, garlic, onions, dandelion greens, collard greens, leeks, and jicama. I'll show you how to build better prebiotic-rich meals using these ingredients. New studies are also emerging showing that prebiotics even have the ability to reduce glycation, the nasty process in which sugars bind to proteins and fats and have their way with the body, increasing free radicals, triggering inflammation, and compromising the integrity of the gut lining, not to mention skin health. Remember, glycation causes protein fibers such as collagen and elastin, the building blocks of healthy skin, to become stiff, discolored, and weak. This results in wrinkles and sagging. Food sources of prebiotics: raw chicory root, raw dandelion greens, raw garlic, raw leek, raw onion, cooked onion, raw asparagus, raw banana. More to keep in mind. If you eat according to the guidelines in this chapter and use my menu plan in the included bonus PDF to see how it all comes together, you'll be setting the stage for a balanced gut-brain-skin axis. And what will you be drinking? Whatever you like from the Beauty Bar. The Beauty Bar. I used to be addicted to one particular brand of diet iced tea. I started with one a day, then I graduated to two or three a day, craving it the way some people crave coffee. I felt like I needed it, I also loved finishing off my night with a diet soda. I drank tons of water and even green tea, so I never really thought a few diet drinks throughout the day were doing any harm. But I always felt a bit of bloating and discomfort in my belly, and I would semi-panic at the thought of missing my iced tea fix. I experienced that ah feeling when I took my first sip. Normal, right? Then I went on a lecture tour in Sweden, and my busy schedule, combined with the generally healthier culture there, made it impossible for me to get my hands on anything diet. I badly missed my iced tea during the first 2 days, but by the third day, I found myself getting into a new routine. Water and sparkling water started to satisfy my thirst, and by the end of the trip, I had completely come out the other side of withdrawal. My body didn't crave the fake sugar anymore, and I found that I was less bloated and irritable. I woke up with a flat tummy, and it stayed that way all day. I felt more in control and less like a diet drinkaholic, desperately seeking my diet drink midday. When I got home, I promised myself I would never go back, and I've stuck to that promise to this day. I encourage you to drink filtered still water, sparkling water, or kombucha tea, or try my detox water recipe. Stay away from diet drinks or anything made with artificial sweeteners. Remember, artificial sweeteners change our gut bacteria in dangerous ways, increasing our risk for obesity, diabetes, and skin disorders. I can't tell you how many times I've fixed a patient's struggle with weight loss just by getting her to forego artificial sugars. If you drink coffee, have 1 to 2 cups in the morning, preferably black and organic, and then switch to tea. Drinking regular coffee all day could affect your sleep. If you drink alcohol, have a glass of red wine with dinner. Don't overdo alcohol. It is a well-documented skin villain because of its dehydrating and inflammatory effects, among others. But red wine does have its beauty merits when consumed in moderation, as it contains an anti-aging, heart-healthy, anti-cancer antioxidant called resveratrol. Resveratrol stops glycation, the process of sugar molecules bombarding your cells. The slowing of this process aids in slowing the formation of wrinkles. White wine and rosé do not offer the same protection. Your skin-friendly grocery list. What follows is a cheat sheet of foods you can add to your grocery cart that support what we've covered in this chapter. Dairy. Greek-style yogurt contains probiotics, which keep skin clear and radiant. Look for the words live active cultures and make sure the sugar content is low, less than 10 grams per serving. If you like your yogurt extra thin, try kefir. Kefir is a fermented milk drink made from a mixture of beneficial bacteria and yeasts. It originated in the Caucasus Mountains in and around Russia. If you prefer something that has a milder flavor than Greek-style yogurt, try skyr. Skyr is a Norwegian Icelandic cultured dairy product that is commonly available. Omega-3 eggs are a bomb of nutrition. They are an excellent source of high-quality protein and omega-3 essential fatty acids. Look for omega-3 enriched eggs that come from cage-free chickens fed a diet of flax meal. And remember not to be afraid of the yolk. Egg yolks increase blood levels of HDL, the good cholesterol, and contain the B-complex vitamin choline and anti-aging carotenoids such as lutein and zeaxanthin. Buy almond or coconut milk instead of cow's milk. These are great substitutes for regular milk because they contain skin-boosting nutrients and won't increase your risk for acne. Fruit. Berries are packed with wrinkle-fighting antioxidants and vitamins. Bananas are rich in vitamins A, B, and E, which work as anti-aging and skin-smoothing agents. But they are also among the fruits high in sugar, so don't overdo it. No more than one a day. Oranges and grapefruit are loaded with vitamin C, an antioxidant that slows down the signs of aging by helping your skin reconstruct collagen. Apples are unusually high in fiber. One whole medium-sized apple with its skin can provide 25% of your daily fiber requirement, helping control your caloric intake and even feeding good gut bacteria. The fibrous pectin of an apple serves as a prebiotic. Avocados contain healthful fats that your cell membranes including those of the skin, need to function, trapping moisture in and keeping toxins out. Lemons, limes, and their juices contain important phytonutrients that serve multiple health-promoting functions in the body, such as the stabilization of collagen and maintenance of elastin. Vegetables. Dark leafy greens such as spinach, chard, and kale are rich in carotenoids, which enhance immune response and protect skin cells against UV radiation and pollution. Their antioxidant, anti-inflammatory effects ultimately help block sunlight-induced inflammation in the skin. Leafy greens are also an excellent source of zinc, which helps your skin break down old, damaged collagen, allowing new collagen to form. Asparagus is not only a prebiotic, mostly when eaten raw, it's also one of the best sources of bioflavonoids, which strengthen small capillaries in the skin and may help prevent broken capillaries, which often show up in conditions like rosacea. It also contains an antioxidant called glutathione, which is produced naturally by the liver and is found within the cells. It plays a big role in a cell's ability to fight free radical damage. Tomatoes contain lycopene, which becomes even more accessible to the body when the tomatoes are cooked. Ingestion of lycopene helps achieve smooth skin. Squash and carrots contain beta-carotene, a type of carotenoid and form of vitamin A that helps with skin cell turnover, allowing dead cells on the surface to exfoliate and reveal healthy cells beneath. Note: drinking alcohol depletes the body of vitamin A, so after a night of one too many, power up with vitamin A-rich foods. Other good sources of vitamin A include kale, mango, and watermelon. Fish. Trout, sardines, and bronzino, European sea bass, are loaded with omega-3s and protein. Studies have found that omega-3s help to combat inflammation of the skin, protect against sun damage, and achieve smooth-looking skin overall. Moreover, all three fish are very low in calories. Salmon, wild, not farmed, is rich in omega-3 fatty acids and is arguably the world's most heart-healthy source of protein. It also contains vitamins A, D, B, and E, as well as calcium, zinc, magnesium, and iron, which all help keep skin young, supple, and radiant. I make salmon for my family at least twice a week. My daughter is convinced she is learning to read because salmon is brain food. Animal and plant protein. If you are a red meat eater, indulge in organic beef, bison, and game once a week, but choose high-quality grass-fed meat. These will contain healthful fats and provide iron, which carries nutrients to skin, hair, and nails. You can eat white meat such as chicken, pork, and turkey more liberally throughout the week. Legumes include beans, nuts, peas, and peanuts. All are good sources of plant protein, fiber, zinc, and B vitamins. Nuts and seeds. Dry roasted or raw unsalted almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, and pistachios are high in fiber, protein, and omega-3 fatty acids. Macadamia nuts are loaded with monounsaturated fats, and cashews are high in vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. My faves are pumpkin seeds for zinc and sunflower seeds for vitamin E. As a bonus, the fat in nuts helps the body absorb nutrients from the produce you eat. I keep a plastic bag of nuts with me wherever I go, and I love mixing nuts and seeds into my yogurt to add a bit of crunch. Chia seeds are powerful anti-agers containing omega-3 oils, antioxidants, and anti-inflammatory properties to keep skin and hair strong and healthy. They also qualify as prebiotic because they contain soluble fiber that feeds intestinal flora. Other ingredients. Cinnamon has been shown to boost collagen production. It also helps stabilize blood sugar because it increases cells' ability to use glucose by stimulating insulin receptors. What's more, cinnamon lowers cellular inflammation, which, as you know, is a prime age accelerator. Old-fashioned rolled oats, quick cooking oats, and steel-cut oatmeal are high in fibers that enhance weight control, help stabilize blood sugar, fuel beneficial bacteria, and discourage cardiovascular disease. Turmeric has long been used in health and beauty circles. A natural anti-inflammatory, it contains active compounds, curcuminoids, that have many cell-protective properties and help even out skin tone and color. Turmeric, which is a member of the ginger family and is the ingredient that makes certain curries yellow, ultimately helps keep skin soft and supple while protecting against the oxidative stress that accelerates skin aging. I love to sprinkle it on my roasted veggies. Note, turmeric does slow blood clotting, making it a factor in an increased risk for bruising. To minimize recovery time, avoid eating it before any medical procedure. Extra virgin olive oil is rich in a skin-smoothing emollient called oleic acid. The essential fatty acids in olive oil richly nourish the skin and have anti-inflammatory properties. Olive oil also contains polyphenols that act as potent antioxidants, some of which have been shown to improve general health and appearance and are rare in other consumables. Chapter 7. Take time to recover. The power of exercise, meditation, and sleep. When 42-year-old Danielle came to see me about her out-of-control acne, which she'd never had as a teenager, rosacea, wrinkles, and brown spots, I instantly knew she was suffering from far more than just the side effects of aging. Even if you took into account sun exposure, a poor diet, and lack of proper skincare. It was clear to me that Danielle was navigating stressful events in her life that were showing up on her face. She was even experiencing accelerated hair loss. "I see clumps in my brush and in my drain," she said. "People keep asking if I'm okay. I must look sick or tired all the time." When I asked her about how she handled stress or whether she took time for herself, she drew a complete blank. She wasn't expecting to hear that question from her dermatologist. While it's common knowledge today that unyielding stress can be toxic to the body, people don't realize that many everyday habits can exacerbate that stress, which then changes the balance of the body's skin-friendly microbes in a negative way. Many of my patients, for example, have no idea how much their lack of exercise, troubled sleep, and technology addictions are affecting their skin, let alone their entire bodies. And when I prescribe such advice as get your heart rate up for 20 minutes daily, learn to meditate, and focus on your sleep habits, many people are surprised. But it's true. If you don't take time to recover from life's daily stressors, you cannot have radiant, healthy skin. This goes deep down all the way to the level of the microbiome. You learned a lot about the biology of stress and its effects on skin in Chapter 3. And in this chapter, we're going to explore the biology of rest and recovery in the quest to fix your skin. I'll make a stunning case for the power of three simple lifestyle interventions that can do more good than any cream, lotion, or dermatological procedure: physical exercise, meditation, and sleep. Scientists are finally unraveling the mystery behind the power of these activities in supporting not just the body's hormonal balance and underlying biological machinery, but also its microbiome, which in turn helps support beautiful skin. The science behind these habits is truly breathtaking. The beauty effects of exercise. We tend to think about the benefits of exercise in terms of fitness and weight control, but rarely do we consider its profound role in keeping skin looking young and firm. Surprising new research shows that exercise not only achieves this result, but can also reverse skin aging in people who begin an exercise regimen late in life. Proof that it's never too late to start. When a group of researchers at Ontario's McMaster University bred mice to age prematurely, regular exercise on running wheels was shown to prevent or even undo the signs of early aging. These mice maintained healthy hearts, brains, reproductive organs, muscles, and fur, which didn't turn gray, far longer than their control counterparts, the mice forced to remain sedentary. These inactive couch potato mice quickly grew frail, ill, demented, and graying or bald. The scientists theorized that if exercise could keep animals' skin from changing with age, it might do the same for ours. Lo and behold, further studies in humans showed that exercise, defined as at least 3 hours of moderate to vigorous physical activity a week, can indeed change the skin of old people, so that it more closely resembles the composition of much younger skin. How much younger? In some cases, by as much as 20 years. As you'll recall, the natural aging process of skin entails a gradual thickening of the outermost layer of the epidermis, the stratum corneum, which is made up of mostly dead skin cells and some collagen. But when we reach the age of around 40, it begins to change, getting denser, drier, and flakier. Meanwhile, the dermis layer beneath the epidermis begins to thin and lose elasticity. As a result, skin becomes translucent and looks saggy. These changes happen in addition to any others that occur from environmental damage. To think that we can slow down or even reverse some of these age-related changes through something as simple and free as exercise is truly astonishing. While studies conducted thus far have used small sample sizes, the results demonstrated new findings about the benefits of exercise previously unknown in my field and have paved the way for more research. In 2015, the team of researchers at McMaster, led by Dr. Mark Tarnopolsky, professor of pediatrics and exercise science, revealed what could be happening when we break a sweat and raise our heart rates by looking at the effects of regular exercise on the skin. Exercise affects the metabolism of the skin and the health of the mitochondria within the skin cells. The mitochondria are tiny structures within certain cells that generate chemical energy in the form of ATP, adenosine triphosphate. They are unique in that they have their own DNA. It's believed they originated from ancient unicellular organisms that ultimately became part of our cells in order to produce a new source of chemical energy. Mitochondria are considered a third dimension of our microbiomes and have a special relationship with the gut microbiome. As we age, the health of our mitochondria degrades, thus impairing cellular metabolism. In effect, this is thought to cause age-related changes in skin, changes that can be thwarted or at least slowed down with exercise. Tarnopolsky's team took skin samples from the buttocks, an area with limited sun exposure, of habitually active subjects who engaged in 4 or more hours of high-intensity aerobic exercise per week. They compared them to samples from sedentary subjects, people who exercised for an hour or less a week. Compared to their sedentary counterparts, the active subjects had significantly greater numbers of healthy mitochondria. As part of the same study, Tarnopolsky's team also conducted an intervention on a group of sedentary elderly individuals who underwent only 12 weeks of endurance training via a cycling exercise program and found that their healthy mitochondria levels increased. These changes were accompanied by improvements in the physical appearance of the skin. The researchers determined that the changes were dependent on post-exercise release of IL-15, interleukin-15, which is a molecule involved in the immune response and is activated in response to viral pathogens. The vascular aspect of exercise is also partly why it can be so good for skin health. When we begin to exert ourselves physically, there's an initial vasoconstriction of blood flow to the skin. But as we continue to exercise and our body temperature rises, vasodilation occurs, which means that our blood vessels dilate or become wider. This increases the flow of blood to the skin. Over the long term, this causes positive changes to the vasculature that supports the skin. And with long-term exercise training, you can increase the peak amount of blood flow that travels to the skin, a good thing for skin's overall health and appearance. I know that I'm not the first to tell you that in addition to being good for your skin, exercise is an antidote for many things that can negatively affect your health. It improves every system, including metabolism, body tone and strength, and bone density. And as you know, it helps you maintain an ideal weight. When you choose the right exercise for you, it's enjoyable, reduces stress while increasing your sense of well-being and self-worth, and brings you more energy. Exercise does a body good from the inside out. The following benefits of exercise have long been proved scientifically. Note that many of these exercise-induced rewards correlate with reduced risk for skin disorders because of the skin's dependence on optimal metabolism, gut health, and hormone balance. Exercise also helps reduce levels of inflammation, which is one of the most powerful ways to prevent skin disorders. increased stamina, strength, flexibility, and coordination, increased muscle tone and bone health, increased blood and lymph circulation and oxygen supply to cells and tissues, more restful sleep, stress reduction, increased self-esteem and sense of well-being, release of endorphins that act as natural mood lifters and pain relievers, decreased food cravings, lower blood sugar levels, weight control, increased brain health, sharpened memory, and lower risk for dementia, increased heart health and lower risk for cardiovascular disease, decreased inflammation and risk for age-related disease, including cancer, increased energy and productivity. Humans are designed to be active, but modern technology has afforded us the privilege of a mostly sedentary existence. Studies are now emerging, in fact, to show just how bad prolonged sitting can be. It compromises metabolic health and increases the risk of premature death, regardless of age, body weight, or amount of physical activity. In other words, an hour-long session on an exercise machine will not necessarily undo all the damage caused by being on your butt the rest of the day, in front of the computer, driving, watching TV. This is why it's important to not only engage in physical exercise, but also to get up and move throughout the day. You don't want to be sitting for hours on end, stagnating muscles and circulation. Entire books can be, and are, written about all the ways in which exercise boosts the body's physiology, and in turn, psychology. Bear in mind that multiple biological events take place in the body when we dance, take a cycling class, or go for a brisk walk. If you don't already follow an exercise program, this chapter will motivate you to start one, as well as find ways to be more active throughout the day. And I promise to make this doable for even the most exercise-averse people. You do not have to train for a marathon or join a CrossFit gym. The simple truth is that you just need to find something you enjoy enough to want to do it regularly. Ideally, the chosen exercise will help you build and preserve lean muscle mass, flexibility, and what's called cardiorespiratory fitness. This means that your circulatory and respiratory systems are healthy enough to supply you with fuel and oxygen during sustained physical activity. A comprehensive exercise program that lights up the body in healthful, beauty-boosting ways will therefore include cardiovascular work, strength training, and stretching. Each of these activities positively affects your metabolism and longevity and offers unique benefits that your body needs for peak performance. Plenty of activities fill the bill, from formal gym classes and classic sports such as swimming, biking, and running, to at-home routines using streaming video over the internet. Just be sure not to overdo it if you have not established an exercise routine already. Trying to do too much too fast will work against you, because you might burn out and become a couch potato again. Start small, maybe with 30 minutes of walking a day, and work your way up incrementally to a full and more comprehensive routine, perhaps with 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise most days of the week and some weight training built into your routine 2 or 3 days a week. For the most part, the benefits of exercise are cumulative. You can engage in short bursts of exercise throughout the day, which can help minimize the time spent sitting, or you can commit to a routine that blocks out an hour or so for your workouts on most days of the week. If you do dedicate a single period of time to your exercise regimen, do not allow yourself to be sedentary the rest of the day. I'll help you learn how to formulate a plan that works for you with the program outline in Chapter 10. Oming, sort of, your way to better skin. If you are anything like I used to be, you are itching to skip this part. But don't. A few short years ago, if someone started talking to me about the benefits of yoga or meditation, I would immediately stop listening. I was a multitasker, a type A powerhouse. I was a sweater, a runner, a trampoline jumper, not a deep breather. Relax? That was just not in my vocabulary. But people who are crazy efficient multitaskers actually need to read this section more than anybody else. I promise not to go crunchy granola zen on you. But here's why this part is so important. Meditation is a shortcut to a calm mind, and in turn, to calm skin. I try to meditate once daily. Earlier in the book, I covered the mind-skin connection, a relationship that has led to the development of a field called psychodermatology, or psychocutaneous medicine. For our purposes, meditation has the goal of triggering what's called the relaxation response, a term popularized by Dr. Herbert Benson at Harvard Medical School. His goal was to describe what meditation achieves and to help spread the word about the scientific benefits of meditation in the Western world. His seminal book, The Relaxation Response, was first published in 1975 and remains in print today. During the relaxation response, the body releases chemicals and brain signals that relieve tension in your muscles, slow down your organs, and increase blood flow to your brain. This response can reduce the pain, discomfort, and anxiety that often manifest themselves in skin conditions, among other things. Scientists now theorize that the biological events taking place during the relaxation response essentially prevent the body from translating psychological worry into physical inflammation. The experience of the relaxation response appears to change cellular connections in areas of the brain associated with reactions to stress. And the good news is that perfecting a daily practice that turns on your relaxation response can help you more easily cope with stressors in your life that persist or even worsen. But traditional meditation is not the only way to achieve the relaxation response. In fact, one of Dr. Benson's professional missions was to popularize other techniques for generating the same response, techniques that go far beyond the stereotypical chanting of Om and lighting of candles. Yoga, progressive muscle relaxation, Tai Chi, repetitive prayer, focused breathing, visualization, and guided imagery are all practices that can trigger the relaxation response. One of the reasons why slow, deep breathing, for example, is so effective is that it triggers a parasympathetic nerve response rather than a sympathetic nerve response. When you perceive stress, the sympathetic nervous system springs into action, resulting in surges of the stress hormones cortisol and adrenaline. The parasympathetic nervous system, on the other hand, can activate the relaxation response. Deep breathing, whose effects you can feel in seconds, is the quickest means of flipping the switch from an agitated, high-stress state to a relaxed and collected one as your body calms down on many levels. Among the studies to examine the effects of deep relaxation in general, and meditation in particular, was one that took place in 2005, when researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital published an imaging study showing how meditation promotes a relaxed state. The act induces a shift in brain activity from one area of the cortex to another. The scans show brain waves in a stress center of the brain. The right frontal cortex moved to a calmer side, the left frontal cortex. Such a movement of brain activity to areas associated with relaxation may explain why meditators are calmer and more content after reaching a meditative state. Newer research tells us that meditation can turn on genes that are anti-inflammatory in nature. And you already know that anything that reduces overall inflammation is good for skin health. Remember, you can meditate, engage in an activity that triggers the relaxation response simply by stopping for a moment to be fully present, mindful, with your breathing and controlling your inhalations and exhalations. Deep breathing can be done anywhere, anytime. If you've never meditated before, a deep breathing practice twice daily will get you started and give you a foundation for working up to more advanced techniques. In the program, I'll be asking you to set aside a few minutes each day, preferably in the morning, to do some basic deep breathing. Here is a deep breathing exercise I like to use that is super easy to learn. Basic deep breathing. Sit comfortably in a chair or on the floor. Close your eyes and make sure your body is relaxed, progressively releasing all the tension in your neck, arms, legs, and back. Inhale through your nose for as long as you can, feeling your abdomen rise as your stomach moves outward and your diaphragm contracts and moves downward. Sip in a little more air when you think you've taken in all the air you can. Slowly exhale to a count of 20, pushing every breath of air from your lungs. Continue for at least 5 rounds of deep breaths. 5 other ways to turn the volume down on your stress levels. Get out in nature. Bike, hike, camp, go to the beach, or just walk outside. Summon feelings of gratitude by keeping a gratitude journal. Be mindful of your social media use. Set boundaries when it comes to checking email and social media sites, and make a conscious effort to see and update your friends in person. Don't watch TV or use a computer or cell phone when you sit down for a meal or engage with friends and family members. Splurge on a spa treatment once a month or once every couple of months.